Hey everybody, welcome to the Retire with Freedom podcast. I'm Tad Hill alongside my beautiful and talented wife, Toni. This is the show all about achieving financial freedom so you can retire with confidence and accomplish your retirement dreams. Let's get started. Let's start with fuzzy math. Remember when fuzzy math was the term that politicians threw around? Now the accusation is fake news, but it used to be fuzzy math. And so what about fuzzy math in people's retirement plans? Let's talk about how to avoid that. So let's give some examples. We hear this kind of statement frequently. The mutual funds, the investments, the stocks I'm in are doing great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm averaging 7-8% over the last 5 to 6 years, and I'm perfectly happy with that return throughout my retirement. As long as I'm getting 6-7% a year, then I can pull 6-7% out of my savings every year and not run out of money.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if that were true and if that were actually achievable, I think we'd all be doing that, but people have forgotten markets that can be just sideways for an extended period of time or, you know, choppy down. And I think a lot of times, Tad, people are also thinking about that and don't really look at it as closely as they will when they start pulling money from it.
Yeah.
But when you're saving money and it's in your 401k or it's in your, you know, retirement accounts or whatever, when you're saving toward retirement, you're usually putting more money in it. It also makes the balance go up and you, it seems like you're going up more, maybe even more than the account is actually going up. The other thing is, you know, how often are we able to accomplish that year after year after year?
Well, if someone's averaging 7%, that means they've got a pretty good bit of growth mixed into their portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
And in retirement, growth means equals more risk.
And most people don't until, you know, we analyze it for them. It's probably the first time they've ever looked at the other side of growth.
Yeah. And the other side of growth, which is loss.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side of retirement, which is in what they need is income. They're not getting their salary anymore.
Decumulation.
And they've got to decumulate.
Right.
They've got to pull from their savings. And so we're going to talk in a few minutes about a percentage of retirement savings that is reasonable to pull out. But this thought, I know you had a family that came in, this has been a while, but they had averaged about 8% in their portfolio. And so that's what he was expecting to be able to pull out every year. So if you've got $1 million, 8% is $80,000 a year.
Yep.
And you have another story that I don't want to steal all your stories.
It's okay.
But you have, that was one person that was assuming that they hadn't retired yet. And then you've got a story of another person that came in and had been doing that.
Right.
And then as soon as the market started correcting.
Yeah.
They lost half their money in about 2 years.
And here's the thing.
Because they were pulling it out.
Right.
And it was going down.
Yeah. And here's the thing. So when you say it's going down, here's the other thing that astounded them. You know, they were working with somebody, they're working with a broker. He never said a word about that. They, you know, this is not going to sustain you throughout life. You're quickly running out of money. What they were astounded by is when they listened to the news, the markets were up. The markets were up. They'd been retired for 2 years and he had blown through like $280,000 to the tune of I've pulled it out and spent it. And also there's been choppy markets. So the market over a 12-month course can be up and to the right. You can have a positive return for the year, but if it's down in January or if it's down in March, or, you know, it just has to be down throughout that year as you're pulling money out to use it to live on, and you're kind of digging a hole that can't recover.
Yeah, what you're talking about now is reverse dollar cost averaging.
Exactly. And so that confused him. He's like, I don't understand when I get my, you know, when I see that the market has averaged X amount in a positive manner every year since I've been retired. How in the world in 2 years have I gone through $280,000 to the downside? And I'm like, well, here's how. I mean, you know, we show people how that works and how it doesn't work if we're doing too much and we're not really, again, using fuzzy math.
Hey, everybody. Tad Hill here, your co-host of Retire with Freedom. We'll get back to the podcast in just a moment. But first, I want to recommend a book to you. It's the one I wrote to help retirees discover the five steps to getting a good night's sleep after the paycheck stop. You can probably guess the title. It is, of course, Retire with Freedom. In the book, I'll tell you a little bit of my story and why I became a financial advisor, but I'll also share with you some cautionary tales of retirees who have come before you. We'll talk about the importance of following true planning processes and how to choose the right advisor. Above all, I'll detail for you how we connect all of the dots for our clients to help you sleep well at night with confidence in your financial future. Look for the link in this episode's description to request a free copy of the book. I'd love to send you one. So click the link or just go to askfreedomfinancial.com.
So back to what we were talking about market corrections and if that happens, this is the thing that people really, really are fuzzy on. It doesn't even take a market correction to derail your lifestyle.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't even, that's
well,
what
yeah, I mean, because you talked about flat markets, right?
Yeah.
So if somebody's pulling out too much money from their savings and they don't know that they're doing that, mm-hmm. because most people had never even had a conversation with their broker about how much they were going to be pulling out right. and whether that was a sustainable rate.
Right. Because nobody comes in and says, how can I blow through my money in 10 years?
Right.
I mean, you know, how fast can I quickly spend this money? Because there's on the front end, there's the fun stuff that folks want to do. You know, like I want to go do some things and spend time with family and whatever those things are for them. It's different for every family. But then later in life, there's the things, the obligations. You're going to need somebody to take care of you. You're going to need healthcare kind of issues. You know, and most people don't want to be a burden on their families.
Right.
So, you know, where are those dollars set up? So if we spend too much too early and be very short-sighted, or if we take pension options in a short-sighted way, if we take Social Security in a short-sighted way in a little bit, but, you know, all of those things, if they're just done in a silo, in a vacuum without any cohesive thought behind it, you can really, really be short. I mean, I say you're leaving money on the table. Why leave money on the table when you can really make a better lifestyle for you and for your wife, you know, everything, and also possibly leave money behind to your family, to your kids, grandkids, whatever you want to do, a legacy behind. But if you're just doing things without thought behind it, without a plan, you can just derail all of that.
So we're talking about fuzzy math. And we talked about withdrawal rates. So let's get to that. Historically, people have heard, people that are familiar with this topic, a lot of folks have nobody's ever had this conversation with them. But a lot of the rule of thumb has been 4%. You can pull 4% out of your portfolio.
Every year.
Yeah. So if you've got $1 million, let's do the math. $1 million, 4%, how much?
$40,000.
So $1 million sounds like a lot of money, right?
Right.
Does $40,000 a year sound like a lot of income?
No, it doesn't.
So that's reality. And the truth is, those studies were done before the 2000s.
So now that's fake news.
That's fake news. Right. That's right.
4% is fake news.
Very, very quick-witted of you, dear. So after the 2000s, people came back and they revised those studies and they said, well, 4% should be okay if you don't live through a decade like the 2000s. And let me back up and say this. This study was predicated on a portfolio of a mix of stocks and bonds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you mix together a, you know, 60-40, 50-50 mix of stocks and bonds, you should be able to pull out 4% and have your money last for 30 years. And then after the 2000s, they revised these studies and they came back and they said, well, 4% is okay as long as you don't live through a decade like the 2000s.
And some of the decade was not just the choppy market or the flat market. It was the interest rates, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing to lean on now.
When those studies were originally done, interest rates were, you know, 7-8%.
So you might could ride it out with a CD for a while or something, you know.
Exactly. And now what they're saying is, well, if you live through a decade like the 2000s, you better only be pulling out 2.8%.
Yeah.
And again, all of this is assuming that you just toss a bunch of money into a portfolio of stocks and bonds and ride it out.
And so do the math here. On $1 million, 2.8% is only $28,000 a year. That's even worse. That's even a sadder amount.
And so, you know, that's what we're doing is helping people sit down and really talk through all of the strategies and tools that are available to them. And are there ways to be able to do this that provides more certainty, gives people an income plan that they can count on so that they can spend confidently. This is a thing that you talk about a lot, is because even if people have a lot of money, oftentimes they're scared to spend it.
Yep.
And so people want to be able to spend confidently. And I think that that's probably one of the biggest benefits that comes out of our planning process, is that people feel confident about what's going to be going on.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Freedom Financial Group. Freedom Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Freedom Financial Group are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Freedom Financial Group.